And this news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Huron County will host a scrap tire collection from 8:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 15th at the Huron County Fairgrounds. The following tires that can be accepted are vehicle tires, semi, ATV, lawnmower, and motorcycle. The collection effort will not accept tractor tires, combine, heavy duty, or tires that are on rims. All tires must be clean and empty of water. County residents who want to participate in disposal of tires during the event must make an appointment before the collection date. An appointment can be made by calling the Huron Conservation District at 989-269-9440. Extension number 3. Because time slots are limited, it's best to call early to reserve one. The collection is only available to Huron County residents, and there is a limit of 10 tires per resident. The collection is made possible by a grant from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy in an effort to promote stewardship and protect the environment, as well as the Huron County Conservation District. A Saginaw man who shot himself after fatally shooting his wife has admitted to the crime in court. Michael Glenn, age 61, entered a no-contest plea on September 16th to second-degree murder and felony firearm in the death of his wife, Dominique Watson. He had been found guilty in February inside their East Side home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound alongside Watson's body. Glenn's plea claimed same day his trial on an open murder charge was set to begin, with the prosecutors agreeing to dismiss the charge under the deal. U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Todd Young introduced the bipartisan Break for Kids Act to increase public awareness about the dangers of illegally passing stopped school buses. The legislation responds to a 2024 National Highway Traffic Safety Administration report that nearly a quarter of all Americans were unaware it's illegal to pass a stop school bus with flashing lights and a stop sidearm display. The bill directs Secretary of Transportation to conduct a national safety messaging campaign to educate the public. This initiative builds on the 2019 Stop for School Buses Act, which was signed into law as part of the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law. The senators emphasized the importance of protecting children traveling to and from school by promoting safer community practices. Now for a word from our sponsor, Pigeon Hardware.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
Well, President Donald Trump has returned to the United Nations to boast of his second-term foreign policy achievements and lash out at the world body as a feckless institution. He also warned Europe it would be ruined if it doesn't turn away from a double-tailed monster of ill-conceived migration and green energy policies. World leaders listened closely to his Tuesday remarks at the UN General Assembly, as Trump has already moved quickly to diminish U.S. support for the world body in his first 8 months in office. After his speech, Trump met with Secretary General Antonio Guterres and told the top UN official that the U.S. is behind the global body 100% amid fears among members that he's edging towards a full retreat. Activists participating in a flotilla seeking to break the Israeli blockade on Gaza say that some of their boats were attacked by drones overnight while sailing south of Greece. The global Sumad flotilla said on Wednesday the drones attacked and communications were jammed during the night. It said that at least 13 explosions were heard on or around the boats and objects were dropped on at least 10 boats. No casualties were reported, but the vessels were damaged and their communications disrupted. Greece's Coast Guard did not report any distress calls. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon. They're open 7 days a week.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
That's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.